Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on day two of our article talking about a very unique album. This album was made by prisoners from the African nation of Malawi.
That's right.
Okay, so as we talked about yesterday, if you are a prisoner, it means you are in jail. You've done some bad things, and a lot of the prisoners on this album, they are actually facing life sentences.
Yeah.
That means they will probably never get out of jail. Or sometimes a life sentence can just mean 25 years.
Could be.
So you might get out of jail after 20 or 25 years, depending on how the legal system works in that country. Anyway, though, they're in jail for a long time, but they made some music while they're there.
That's right. Men and women prisoners are on the album. It was done by the Zomba Prison Project, which is, of course, based in the prison, which is the Zomba Prison. And a lot of people didn't think that this would be much of an idea. They thought, how will prisoners make any kind of good music? Well, there was an American music producer, Ian Brennan, who thought that they could. So he actually went to the prison, recorded some songs that the prisoners had written, and released a 20-song album that has now been nominated for a Grammy Award. So it shows that maybe Ian Brennan was right after all. The prisoners could make good music.
That's right. He knew something that everybody else didn't. And we're going to continue learning all about the process, the story behind the album. So let's get into the article right now.
Reading.
Grammy-nominated album gives prisoners a voice. The prisoners featured on the album face time for crimes that range from theft to murder. However, there are others, especially women, who have been locked up for charges open to question. For example, many have been jailed over charges related to homosexuality and witchcraft. What's more, inmates can spend years without trial. Even when hearings are scheduled, the prison system doesn't provide transportation. Thus, prisoners are often unable to get to court. Another problem is the prisoners' poor living conditions. The prison, which was originally built to hold no more than 340 prisoners, currently houses over 2,000. This type of environment allows disease to spread easily. The Zomba Prison Project has raised awareness of these problems. In addition, the I Have No Everything Here album has helped raise funds for prisoners. The money has helped some hire lawyers and gain release from their sentences. Something like this can lead to future opportunities for individuals, Brennan said. Hopefully, by weaving songs from their struggles, the prisoners have created a brighter future for themselves.
All right, the article starts off today by saying the prisoners featured on the album face time for crimes that range from theft to murder.
Whoa.
When we talk about going to prison, we say that you're facing time.
Yes.
That just means the amount of years that you're going to have to stay in jail. You could say you're facing 5 years.
Right, a five-year sentence.
Facing a five-year sentence. That means you're going to go to jail for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, they are facing time for crimes that range from theft to murder. Range from A to B. It just means that, well, it might be anything from this to that. Okay, so theft to murder. Theft is when you steal something. You take something from somebody. You take somebody's money.
Don't take my money.
Take somebody's car.
Ooh, that's bad.
You don't have a car.
I don't have a car.
Okay, neither do I.
Okay.
I need a car.
You can take my scooter.
But I'm not going to steal one. I'm going to buy one.
You can take my scooter. It's broken.
I don't want your scooter. That thing's a piece of junk.
It is.
Anyway, theft. That's what theft is.
Yes.
Stealing something.
Yes.
Murder, of course, is killing somebody. That's shooting somebody,
very
something
bad.
Like that. Very bad. Probably one of the worst crimes you can possibly do. So the people on the album are in jail there. They have crimes from theft all the way up to murder.
That's right. But of course, in many countries, in many prisons, you might find people who maybe shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the police and the courts don't do their good job, and they send innocent people or people who haven't done a crime to jail. And that's what the next sentence tells us. It says, however, there are others, especially women, so for the women, this is maybe a stronger case or a stronger situation, they have been locked up for charges open to question. Wow, that's quite shocking and sad. When you lock somebody up, that basically means you put them in jail, you put them in prison. After the criminal has done the crime and the court has decided you will go to jail for 5 years, then they will lock you up, basically send you to jail and, you know, use a key to lock a door of the prison and you can't come out for that time. A charge is basically when the courts and the police say, you did this crime. So if they believe that you stole that money from the bank, they might have found some of the money in your house, then they will officially charge you with a crime. They'll say, you are under arrest for stealing money from a bank or something like that. So basically, it's the official accusation, the official pointing the finger at you and saying, you're in trouble for this, whatever you did. And if something is open to question, well, it means we don't really know the truth. We don't know the actual facts. A lot of things, for example, in science are open to question. Is there life on other planets? Well, that's open to question. We haven't said yes. We haven't said no. It's sort of unknown at this point. And it's a shortcut for you. So let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, I really need your help with something. Can you help me?
I'd say that's open to question.
I don't want to ask you any questions.
If something is open to question, that means it is not known for sure and involves a lot of doubt.
I don't doubt it. Open to question means 值得商榷，还有讨论的余地。So why is it open to question whether you will help me?
Because I don't know if I'll do it yet.
Well, how can I persuade you to help me?
Tell me what I'll get in return.
That's open to question.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase open to question. So we're talking about women in prison in Malawi, and their charges are open to question.
So should they really be in jail?
Yeah,
did they really do something wrong?
Did they actually commit a crime? That's basically the question that they are open to.
Right.
Now let's find out more about that. It says, for example, many have been jailed over charges related to homosexuality and witchcraft. Okay, now we know...
Wait. Witchcraft?
Witchcraft, yes, witchcraft. You know, doing magic
spells.
It's like
the thing on the face and the black hat and the broom?
Yeah, I guess that's why it's open to question, because in most countries, we don't really believe in witchcraft.
No, Harry Potter would be in jail a long time ago.
And it's not really a crime. It's just something made up. It's fictional. It's not real.
Right.
And also, they're getting charged with homosexuality, which is not a crime.
Well, it's not a crime in most countries.
In most countries.
But in some African countries, unfortunately, it is still a crime.
Yes, homosexuality, we also say gay, in other words. It just means that women are with women, men are with men, of course, and in most countries, no problem. It's just an established fact. It's the way things are. But in some African countries, mostly in Africa, I believe, it is considered
Middle
a crime.
East, maybe.
And
then,
yes, and in the Middle East, some countries, it's also a crime there. So
that's
why it's open to question, because in most other countries, these two things, witchcraft and homosexuality, are definitely not crimes.
Right.
But
so
there they are.
So you can see there are some sort of cultural issues here. Doesn't matter what country you're in, if you steal someone's car or kill somebody, that's a crime, you should go to jail. But if you're a woman who loves another woman, or if your neighbors don't like you and say, she's a witch, and then you go to jail for that, a lot of people would think, well, that's not really fair, because either it's not a crime, or it's just people spreading stories about other people, and there's probably a lack of education here, and a belief in a lot of sort of old-fashioned ideas, but, well, Well, that's the way it is. So that's why a lot of people would say that it's open to question whether these women should be there. We also had that phrase, be related to something. If something is related to something, there's a connection there. There's some sort of association. There's some sort of shared knowledge or shared issue. So the charges are related to homosexuality and witchcraft. We don't know exactly what these women are in jail for, but it's something to do with being gay, being lesbian, or being a witch. And as you can see, it's a strange reason to end up in jail, which we know is a noun, like prison. And you can also use jail to use as a verb. To jail someone is to lock somebody up in jail.
All right, the article goes on to say, what's more, inmates can spend years without trial, even when hearings are scheduled.
Huh.
The prison system doesn't provide transportation. Okay, so these are some big problems there. They can spend years in jail awaiting trial. The trial is when the person who has been charged, remember that word, charged with a crime, they will go to court, and they will stand in front of the judge, and the lawyers will present the case.
Yes.
And they will try to determine if the person is guilty, meaning they did the crime, or not guilty, or innocent, that they did not do the crime, or there just is not enough evidence or proof that they did the crime. So they can spend years just waiting for that. So you're stuck in jail.
Right.
You might be innocent.
You might not have done anything.
You might not have done anything at all.
You still have to stay in prison.
But you're still there waiting for your trial, and years are going by. We also talked about hearings. Hearings are the things that lead up to the trial, usually. You will go, you will see a judge, and they will make some sort of decision about what's going to happen to you before the trial, or what's going to happen at the trial itself. So that's what a hearing is. It's not the trial, but it's something that happens before the trial in front of the judge. And the judge will make some sort of decision. Now, the problem is when they have these hearings scheduled, they say, okay, you have to go to court and the judge is going to tell you something or make a decision about you. They don't provide transportation. Transportation is the way that you get from one place to another place. Transportation might include going by car, going by scooter, taking the MRT or the bus. Usually, if a prisoner is in jail, they will have to drive you to court.
Right. The police have a big bus that they put the prisoners on and take them from jail to the court
for their hearing. They can't just say, okay, we're going to let you out and you go to court, but then come back.
That's right. And we're not going to give you any money or a bus ticket, nothing.
Because most people would not come back. They would just leave.
Interesting.
But they don't provide transportation. So how are they supposed to get to court?
Yeah, that's right. We should point out again that Malawi is an African country. They've had a long civil war, so they're probably not the richest country in the world. The government probably doesn't have a lot of extra money, but this does seem particularly unfair for people who've ended up in jail there. So what happens? Well, thus, prisoners are often unable to get to court. How can you get to court? You don't have a car. You don't have any money. No one is there to drive you. So what are you supposed to do? And then another problem is the prisoners' poor living conditions. As you can imagine, as we mentioned, it's a poor country. So the conditions, the way life is lived inside the prison is pretty bad, right? It's dirty. There's bad food. There are rats everywhere. It's probably not clean at all. Maybe you have lots of people in a very, very small space. So it's a nasty, nasty place to be.
Now, the prison, which was originally built to hold no more than 340 prisoners, currently houses over 2,000. So you're
there
right. You're absolutely right. You were saying there's probably a lot of people in a very small space. It was built to hold no more than 340 prisoners. No more than means that's the maximum. So if they had 340 prisoners, that would mean it is full.
That's right.
There's only so many cells or rooms that the prisoners will stay in and sleep in and basically live in. They have 2,000 people in there.
So more than six times as many as they should.
Six times as many people as it was built for. Now, this type of environment allows disease to spread easily. Of course, if you have a lot of people living very close together in unclean conditions, then disease spreads very, very fast, very quickly.
Yep.
The Zomba Prison Project has raised awareness of these problems.
Good.
So they're making people see that these sort of things are happening.
In addition, the I Have Know Everything Here album has helped raise funds for prisoners. So in addition, here means also, and the release of this album, and if we buy the album, some of the money will go back to the prisoners and hopefully make their lives in jail a little bit more comfortable.
The money has helped some hire lawyers
good.
And gain release from their sentences.
Even better.
That's very good. Hire a lawyer. The lawyer is the person who will usually defend you in mm-hmm. court. There are different kinds of lawyers. There yeah. are those that try to prove that a crime was committed. Those mm-hmm. are called a prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, they would be defense lawyers. They defend
right.
the people who are accused of a crime. And these lawyers have helped them gain release, meaning they have gotten away or gotten out of their sentence. They've been released from jail, in other words.
Fantastic.
Now, something like this can lead to future opportunities for individuals, Brennan said. Remember, Brennan was the producer, basically,
yes.
who came to help them make the album. Lead to just means something that helps something else to happen. So because they've raised money, they can hire lawyers and then get out of their sentences. That leads to opportunities. They can go on and do something with their lives, finally.
So what could just be an album for you could lead to a much better future for them. As the article concludes, it says, hopefully, by weaving songs from their struggles, by creating songs from their struggles, a struggle is basically a problem, some great difficulty, some huge challenge in your life. So by creating songs from the bad times in their lives, the prisoners have created a brighter future for themselves.
Okay, so that's great. They've gone through this struggle. They've gone through the bad times. Some of them have been able to get out of jail, and they've actually made conditions better for themselves within the prison as well. We're almost out of time for today. Before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today on the program, mm-hmm. we've been talking about prisoners, women specifically,
okay.
that were jailed for some reasons that were open to question. That's a phrase that we used. It just means the reasons were a little bit strange. Those reasons we talked about today were witchcraft and homosexuality, which, as we said, in most countries around the world are not crimes.
No.
Only in some Middle Eastern and African nations are those considered against the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the For You Chat question has to do today. Kind of a serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do, Mike, if you were jailed for a strange reason?
Wow, a strange reason. So I'm in jail, but I don't think I've done anything wrong.
Or yes.
They've accused me of something that I know I didn't do. I would kick, I would scream, I would yell for a lawyer, I would call the newspaper and TV stations. I guess I just wouldn't be quiet about it until someone listened to me and I was able to explain myself. But it's very scary when you're in jail. You're surrounded by guards and police and they have all this power to tell you mm-hmm. what to do and when to do it and who you can talk to. So it's a pretty terrifying thing, I think, being in jail for any reason. And if you're an innocent person, if you didn't do the crime or you didn't even know it was a crime that you did, that would be a very frightening situation. But I would just be looking for any kind of help, and I would be yelling out and screaming out until someone would listen to me.
Yeah, I think that's what you would have to do if you
yeah.
wanted to eventually get out of prison. Like, this has happened before where people
sure.
have been jailed for things as serious as murder
yeah.
that they haven't actually done.
That's right.
And the way that they ended up gaining their freedom was usually because they did exactly what Mike said. They made a lot of noise. They wrote letters to as
mm-hmm.
many people as they could, to politicians, to lawyers, even to just regular people.
Yep.
And those people then on the outside who do have freedom,
right.
they started to act. They
mm-hmm.
started to contact people in power, contact politicians, contact other lawyers, and they started the process. They started to work and to get the freedom for the people. So I guess you would have to make a lot of noise. You guys can talk about this as well. We're out of time, so until next time, for English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Grammy-nominated album gives prisoners a voice. The prisoners featured on the album face time for crimes that range from theft to murder. However, there are others, especially women, who have been locked up for charges open to question. For example, many have been jailed over charges related to homosexuality and witchcraft. What's more, inmates can spend years without trial. Even when hearings are scheduled, the prison system doesn't provide transportation. Thus, prisoners are often unable to get to court. Another problem is the prisoners' poor living conditions. The prison, which was originally built to hold no more than 340 prisoners, currently houses over 2,000. This type of environment allows disease to spread easily. The Zomba Prison Project has raised awareness of these problems. In addition, the I Have No Everything Here album has helped raise funds for prisoners. The money has helped some hire lawyers and gain release from their sentences. Something like this can lead to future opportunities for individuals, Brennan said. Hopefully, by weaving songs from their struggles, the prisoners have created a brighter future for themselves.
Vocabulary Review.
Murder. The police think this murder was a crime of passion. Charge. The company faces some serious charges. Customers claim it sold bad food items to the public. Jail. Nick was jailed for stealing a car. Trial. The lawyer spent all night preparing what to say during his client's trial. Conditions. In this area of Africa, most people have poor living conditions. Struggle. Damien is so shy that he finds making new friends a struggle.